This meeting is now being recorded.
And since the recording has started, we can announce that we're here for the latest installment of the competition and choice sub-team meeting of the CCT review. I guess I'm supposed to ask if anyone has any updates to their SOI. Looks like no. And why don't we quickly review the agenda? I've put together some of the topics that I think would make sense to talk about. One would just be to do a quick run through our various data projects and get a status update. And then second, one of the things that I'd like to do is start to tee up our work so that we start moving from talking about data that we'd like to have to actually be taking a look at results and putting together findings. So in particular, I think it would make sense to look and see if we have projects that are far enough along that we can start to look at findings and start to test out both Jonathan's template and start to think about how we're going to pull together an actual report. So review that, and then finally just sort of look ahead, what can we do to make sure that we're as prepared as possible for our face-to-face at the end of August. Anyone have any other things they'd like to add to the agenda? All right. Hearing nothing. Oh, Jonathan has his hand up. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Jordan. Thanks. One thing that I exercised that I wanted to kind of do with all the groups, if possible, is at some point sort of scan back to the metrics that are were collected as a part as a result of the work of the work group and implementation advisory group, you know, at the request of the board, and make sure that we just haven't forgotten about them and that we're incorporating them into the ones that are relevant to the questions that we set as priorities in LA.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. I have on the under the data updates topic, Aliza had wanted to talk a bit about the metrics project, so we can probably tie that in there. I think probably we're not going to have time to...
I see it there, yeah.
Yeah, so we probably don't have time to actually do that review, but it's a good reminder that we should be making sure we don't sort of fail to take use, to make use of any of the data there, at least as it relates to our key questions.
That's right. Okay, thanks.
All right. Any other suggestions for the agenda? All right, why don't we dive right in then. So in terms of data updates, on our last call we talked about two big topics. One was figuring out how we were going to fill out our CCTLD data, and I think the plan was we were going to try to reach out to Nominet, especially since we thought we might be able to do so while we were there in Helsinki. But I suspect this is a follow-up item that died due to diffuse responsibility. Did anyone actually talk to anyone from Nominet? Definite silence. All right, so we've made no progress on CCTLD data, I don't think. Why don't we go ahead and for real follow up on, Dan's got his hands up. Go ahead, Dan. And we don't hear you if you're trying to speak. All right, I still hear Dan, and Jonathan's got his hand up, so Jonathan, I'll let you go first, and we'll see if Dan gets his mic working.
Hey, it's I'm just following up on the email that I sent to you and Stan, which is that I had it in my head, right or wrong, that I had it as a takeaway to actually look for regional data for legacy TLDs, and where I think I found it, but I haven't reached out to them yet, but because I wanted to make sure that we hadn't found it elsewhere, was a place called Domain Tools. And so I just wanted to get the go-ahead to reach out to them to see what it would take to get that data for them. And it's very possible that they have ccTLD data as well. But I know that, for example, they can do breakdowns like this is how many comms in Germany that are trying to compete with .e, that's .de.
Sure, that sounds great to reach out to them. I think the one thing that would be important to understand is to what extent they are able to sort of differentiate between proxy registrations and not, because that might give you skewed interpretations of the data. But yeah, that sounds great to reach out to them.
Okay. I'll do that, and I will make as part of that ask whether they've got the relevant CCTLD data for those regions as well.
Okay, perfect. All right. Dan, did you get your microphone working? Still not hearing anything there, and Greg's got his hands up, so I'll pass the mic to Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to note to Jonathan that we at Analysis Group have been doing some work with the main tools, so to the extent that you would either like to contact or would like us to help in kind of the reaching out process, we'd be happy to do so. I think they are likely to have some of the data that you all are interested in, but you know, we obviously need to contact them.
Greg, have they been easy to work with? Are they expensive? I mean, what's your experience been? I mean, likely what we're looking for is being able to look at competition at regional level in addition to sort of this global level, and I don't know if you guys have been toying with that at all, but because there's certain...
So we actually
if you look at COM as a whole... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say that we are planning to look at some of these more regional cuts, and we actually have requested some data from them already that they provided. To your first set of questions, they are very easy to work with. They're quite responsive, and at least from our perspective, they aren't very expensive. I forget the exact cost for the regional data cut, but I can take a look at what that was and then get back to you and Stan and others.
Okay, great. I mean, are you down to the country level?
We are, in some cases, even at the city level. So, for example, in Berlin.
So that would be helpful.
Yeah, so what I think it might make sense to do is for me to reach out to you and Stan and anyone else that makes sense. And I can give you a sense for the data that we've already asked for and obtained. And then you can see if it might make sense to go back and ask for more.
All right, that sounds good.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. That's really helpful. And I see Dan's back in the queue, so hopefully that means we've solved his audio problems. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, hope it's working now. I'm working on table with Zucnik data, and I'm almost done with comparing with the data from the map. And there's definitely a difference between data in Zucnik table and data in the map, and I checked only briefly for some CCTLDs on their websites, and there's also difference with all three of that data between websites, Zucnik table, and map. But I checked only for a few of them, and that was Anton for .mk, and there's a very big difference. In the Zucnik table, there was around 7,000 domain names, but they have three times more than that. So I hope that there is no such a difference for other CCTLDs. But I will check
all right,
for
thanks.
A few more.
That's really helpful analysis.
Yeah.
And unfortunate, because it means we can't just blindly rely on the data sources that we have already. So I think it still makes sense for us to reach out to Nominet. So Dan, maybe I'll coordinate with you after the call, and we'll sort of figure out how we're going to reach out to Nominet and see if we can figure out where they got their data from for the map, and
okay.
See if we trust more.
I will also ask my colleagues from Registry if they have some contact with someone who works on that map in Nominet. I don't know.
Okay, perfect. That's
right. Try to reach the person who knows more.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Welcome.
right, so I think that's it for ccTLD data. We've had somewhat better progress on the next topic, which is parking data from NTLD stats. We had a call with NTLD stats last week, and they indicated that while it would be challenging to get a complete set of parking data for the legacy TLDs, largely because the legacy TLDs are so much larger than the new GTLDs, and because they've been collecting the information on new GTLDs over a period of time, it would really they don't really have the system capacity or the available IP addresses that they need in order to collect the data, that with some additional resources, they might be able to do some data collection, accelerate it, and or what I think we mostly landed on was the idea of performing a sample of the legacy GTLDs, since they tend to be quite a bit larger than the new GTLDs, and we're trying to do some comparisons. So I think we got a quote from them yesterday, possibly. Aliza, maybe do you want to quickly summarize the proposal from them?
Sure, happy to. So I was pulling up the email. They basically offered up two options, both essentially the same thing. One is what he called an automatic parking check of 1% of ComNet and org using their current algorithm that they use to calculate parking and new GTLDs, which they said they could turn around in 1 to 2 weeks for €2,800. And then the second option would be to do the same with what he said was an additional manual check of the results to determine the margin of error, which they could do in more like 2 to 3 weeks at a little bit of a higher price, €4,400.
And, thank you. I think we need some, and so this is only looking at ComNet and org and not the other legacy GTLDs. That's right,
that's
Lisa?
Correct. And the other thing I'm not sure about is which parking numbers these are. So in other words, how they're calculating this, which algorithms they're using. If it's, so I know that they present parking, we described it in different ways in our call with them last week.
Right. Yeah, I would guess that this means they're going to do the full suite of analysis that they do on
the
new GTLDs, but we should clarify that.
Right.
That would be most helpful, I would imagine, so we can do apples to apples comparisons.
Yeah.
I think it would be helpful to get someone who's better at math than me to get a sense of whether we think the 1% sample is sufficient in order to draw statistically correct, statistically powerful inferences from them. And similarly, to see what it would take to expand this to the other legacy GTLDs as well. And maybe we just do a small sample of those too, but we set a minimum size or something like that to make sure that in the case of like .cat, we don't only sample a couple hundred domain names. But maybe we could get some thoughts from either Stan or ICANN staff or analysis group, someone who is better, who actually has some statistical background to figure out whether we think the samples, what we think samples would necessarily look like in order to get the results right. The cost on the proposal seems to me to be pretty reasonable. Lisa, is that in the range of something that we could do in the existing budget?
At this point, yeah, just depending on what other things we decide to pursue, but it's certainly reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So even if we have to expand that some to expand the scope, I presume it's not going to – doesn't strike me that number is likely going to go crazy higher.
Probably not.
Like to €50,000 or something like that.
One would hope not.
Yeah.
With regard to the math, I wonder if we could tap Sam to do that. I think because he's been particularly interested in this. And he can look at the size of those, you know, we have the registration numbers for those TLDs. Maybe he can figure that out. I don't know. I'd be happy to try to take a crack at it, but I'm about to go on vacation too. So, I won't be able to follow up on this.
So Stan's not on the call today, so it's hard to volunteer him for things, but why don't we drop him a note and see if that works or not? I agree, that's probably the right solution.
I'll do that.
Okay. And I see Dan's hand is up. Is that an old hand, Dan? Okay. It is an old hand. So I'm going to... I think we should try to... hopefully we'll get a quick response from Stan. I'd like to try to... Ideally speaking, we could commission... We could confirm the number. I think we agreed that we were going to try to get budgets on any additional projects by the end of this week. So if we can finalize what we want from NTLD stats, that would be great. And then if it really is a 2 to 3 week time frame, we could have this data in time for our face to face as well. All right. Third topic is updates on the Nielsen and Analysis Group work. So, Lisa, I'll let you sort of choose how we want to dive into that discussion.
Sure. In terms of the Nielsen work, I don't have much to report other than that they are nearly done fielding the registrant survey and hoping to have results for you before you meet later in August. So that is where that stands. For Analysis Group, we've invited Greg and Stacey to join you on this call and on your calls going forward to keep you posted on their progress, so I'll let them chime in.
Hi, so this is Greg. So we have begun work on the various projects that I think all have Stan's name next to them in the Google document that's that I think is showing on the screen. Our plan is to get those projects kind of to you on a rolling basis as we complete them. We started on one of the projects and are hoping to have it complete by either late this week or early next week. And then I guess a question that we have is, should we be sending the results of these analyses to the full group, to kind of a subset of the group that's on the phone today, or I guess a subset of the entire CCT review team? So I guess that's an open question that we have, but our plan is to hopefully get these analyses done in relatively short order, and then we're happy to either kind of talk about them in more depth on previously scheduled calls, or if it makes sense to have shorter calls with a subset of the group where we can go through the results, we're happy to do that as well. And then I think the end goal is to have everything, all of the analyses done that we've been tasked with by August 16th, but hopefully before then.
Okay, great. That's helpful, Greg. You said that you've started on one of the projects already. Can you let us know which one that is?
Yeah, it's let me actually go back to my screen. I stepped outside. I'm calling from home today, and there's a energetic toddler running around, and so I'm trying to minimize the external noise. So the one we're working on is looking at calculating a number of the HHIs. At least in the Google document that I have, it's kind of defined as the basic registry market share calculations, where we have kind of the 4-firm and 8-firm concentration ratios in HHIs. So that's the one that we're currently working on.
Okay.
In the Excel file, it looks like it's 1.4.
Great. Okay. That's helpful. That would be helpful in our next major topic on which projects were far enough along we could start to write findings for. In terms of where to send the results, I'll let Jonathan chime in as well if he has a different opinion, but my take would be for now, sending them to this sub-team is probably the right thing to do, and then as we start to digest them, we can share them with the broader team.
Okay.
And so I'd agree, so that's probably the right thing to do. So we do have a separate email distribution for the sub-team, which I think is CCT-competition, but in any case, staff can provide you with that.
Okay, that sounds good. That would be helpful.
Great.
But assuming, I guess data analysis can often go a little bit slower than one would expect, but assuming that everything goes smoothly, and I think our hope is that it will, I would imagine that, you know, something like every 4 or so days, we're sending you a batch of results.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And then we then need to figure out how to start digesting that and putting that into both the template that Jonathan's put together and eventually into text for our own report,
mm-hmm.
Which we'll get to in just a minute. Thanks for the update, Greg.
Of course.
All right, and now the next topic then is an update on the metrics project, which is also from Aliza.
Thanks, Jordan. Sorry, I just put into the chat a link to the metrics page, which is now functional again. We've been having some problems with the page and the coding before, but now it seems to be working. So I just wanted to, as Jonathan mentioned at the beginning of the call, I wanted to bring this to your attention again because there is quite a lot of data that we're capturing on this page, that these all came from metrics that were recommended by the implementation advisory group that preceded the CCP review team. So if you look through the metrics on the page and you click on any of them, you'll see at the bottom each one has listed a CCP review category of trust, choice, or competition. Some of them might cut across different categories, but this is how they were categorized by the IAG. So hopefully you will find this relevant to you. I think most of the ones under the registries category, which includes a lot of different registration numbers and share calculations, will be of particular interest. Registries under domain name registrations, but the categories under registries might also be interesting because that includes a lot of geographic breakdowns and the number of, for example, service providers and things like that. So I just wanted to flag this to your attention and hope that as you look at the data you're receiving now and start working on some of your discussion papers, you can refer back to this and see if there are any additional data sets that may help enlighten the questions you're trying to answer. In the chart in front of you, I've noted in a few places where I think certain metrics might be most relevant. So those numbers correspond to what's on that page. Unless I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thanks, Aliza. Just glancing through this myself, it does seem like it should be helpful and provides a good breakdown of a number of the things that we're interested in taking a look at. So I appreciate that. Does anyone have any questions for Aliza? All right, I don't see any. Jonathan, this on the metrics. Oh, Jonathan's hands up anyway, so why don't we just jump to Jonathan. Jonathan, oh, there you go.
Hey, sorry about that. I was muted. I guess the question I was going to ask Aliza, and then I'll take whatever question you have, Jordan, was, and maybe this is a question for all of us, but the information is resolved a data point or a metric on the website that you pointed us to. Maybe it's a question for Jordan. I mean, do you think the team will be okay just grabbing this number off of this web page, or are people going to feel the need to somehow calculate the number and get data sets out of ICANN to do that? Or, because I mean, the idea was to come up with kind of public metrics that could have, you know, 3-year targets and things like that, so that you're sort of creating an environment of continuous reform. Like, we want to get this number down to this, and we want to make show continuous improvement of this number. And I mean, that was the original concept behind the work group and the IAG. And I'm so recalculating it from scratch all the time feels like make work, but I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, so I think we'll have to take a look at the individual numbers and see how they can be related. My general take is if ICANN has produced a number that we think is the number that is the variable that we want to include in our report, then it would make sense from my perspective for us just to use that number, and then in the spirit of Stan, to include a footnote that ICANN staff can flesh out with a description of the methodology for computing it.
I see. Okay.
And then that should give some that way people could look in the future understand how it was calculated and for future analysis redo it. I assume, Elisa, that the things that are included here, and Elisa's got her hand up, so this is a good transition to her. But I assume the things that are included in the metrics dashboard, you guys are going to continue to keep this data updated periodically. Is that a good assumption, Elisa?
That is our plan. In creating this, we were, this is obviously primarily to serve the review team, but it's really a longer term. We sort of had grander plans for having this, an interactive page and ways where you can calculate charts and things like that. Fortunately, we haven't had the resources to create that, so it's a little bit more stagnant than I would like to see at this point, but we've been updating this on a regular basis since the board adopted the IAG's recommendations to collect these particular metrics. So that's definitely the plan. I also wanted to touch on the methodology. We do have, and I thought it was on the page, but I'm not seeing it. It is, I think it's on your wiki. I'm going to dig that up right now. A memo that outlines the methodology of collection for each of these metrics. So you can see exactly the steps we go through to construct all of the numbers that we've come up with. And not in every case, but in several cases, we do provide downloadable Excel files so that you can see the data set in full. Like in some instances where it asked for, GTLD registrations, we can't put up a table with every single GTLD on there. We have samples up instead, but we have the full tables available for download too. So it's quite deep, deeper than it looks just from the simple page.
Yeah, thanks, Elisa. So if the intent is that staff will keep this up, and certainly if we include metrics in the report that we think are going to be relevant to future reviews or that we think the community is going to want to continue to track, Jonathan, I think we could flag those as ones that we would hope and expect to continue to be updated by staff. I think the question would be, what happens when we come up with our own analysis that is a synthesis of a number that's produced by the staff analysis plus some other data sources? Those will presumably be a little harder to keep up to date, or maybe we'll have to get those added to the dashboard or something along those lines. But I think we'll probably... For each of these metrics, we'll have to take a look and sort of see this is a key metric we expect to track over time, and here's a, maybe this should be added to the dashboard or something like that for each of those.
Right. I mean, some are going to be harder that aren't pure staff data collection. It'll be tougher to just have in the ongoing dashboard. So there'll be some that fit that category and some that are more into the category that will recommend that this data be purchased again, every year or something and updated or something like that. That's probably how that tech will look, I imagine.
And so I personally think that going back to my previous suggestion, if we sort of footnote our methodology or have an appendix with our methodology for each of that we use, that will make it hopefully a lot more straightforward for future efforts to continue to, reproduce consistent numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's their intention to keep doing it because they're going to use it as part of the health index as well. Since we've gone through the effort of getting those things collected, I think they're trying to make it an ongoing statistic also. So, how do you want to go through the exercise of figuring out which things are... I mean, I guess Elisa's already done it by putting it into this project chart. Elisa, are you confident that everybody can just use their assignments on this chart to go back and look at the metrics that are relevant to it? or do we need an exercise of going through the recommended metrics from the IAG?
So I think that what I've noted in the chart are those that I think are those metrics that I think are most relevant to the projects you've outlined here. There are other metrics that maybe don't fall so neatly into the projects might, I don't know, help enhance some of the writing that you're planning to do. I could take another pass at looking at the projects and again noting which metrics those might be. But I think, you know,
well, if not the projects, maybe the high level questions.
Right, that's also true. I could certainly do that.
And then I don't know, Jordan, I don't know, we haven't, I mean, some of our high level questions are so high level that there's not going to be an individual responsible for them, but I guess once we have those, you know, those that apply directly to the questions, maybe we can just assign for each question somebody to do that review of the metric to see if it's relevant to our report, something like that.
Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. We don't have very many high level questions, so it's probably pretty easy to have an owner for each.
So would it be helpful if I added maybe to this to our Google Sheet at the bottom of each question here, you know, recommended CCT metrics, and I can list which ones are most relevant?
Sure, that seems like it would be helpful.
All right.
Thanks, Aliza.
Sure thing.
All right. Anything else on the metrics project? Either more information or any questions from Jonathan or Dan? All right, not seeing any. Let's jump to item number 2 in our agenda, which is, do we have projects that are far enough along that we can write findings? It sounds like in the very near future, we're going to start to get completed projects from our chart from analysis group. So that's great news that I didn't realize when I wrote this agenda item. So that'll be one obvious area that we could start to use. I think that we've done some amount of analysis in two areas. Stan started to write up some text around the trademark project, which he sent around, although I don't think we have all the data we need there yet. And then also, I think there's a very basic analysis that Stan's done already, and that I think we probably already have all the data for, which is just to look at the GTLD versus legacy GTLD, the new GTLD versus legacy GTLD market share numbers and growth numbers, which I think was which analysis group is already including in their report, but which I think we can compute relatively easily as well. Pardon? Oh, did I hear something? Maybe not. Okay. In any case, I would say, you know, Jonathan in our last call and the plenary call introduced the template for findings that he'd like to use. And I'd like for our sub-team to get some experience using that template. And so I'd like to propose that we pick one of these and try to use the template to summarize the data and the findings. But I'm wondering if anyone else has ideas other than those two as to possible candidates for an early use of the template. Seems like no. Alright, so if that's the case, I think the easiest one will just be to look at GTLD versus new versus legacy GTLD market share numbers. This will be a very simplistic bit of analysis, but I'll go ahead and take that on myself to do a first pass of using the template, hopefully by our next plenary call. And once we do that, when we get the analysis group write-up of the HHI and concentration data, either later this week or next week, we can also plug that in to the template as well. Maybe Stan can take a crack at that once he's back from his travel. So that may be it for this agenda item. Okay, and then moving on to item number three then, which is looking forward to the face-to-face meeting at the end of August. So I think some of our data that we're expecting to see is going to be landing relatively near to the end of August, but it sounds like we'll be getting some of it in a pipeline, including some of the analysis group data. Elisa, you said are we expecting the Nielsen registrant data to come relatively close to the August meeting, or do you have any expectation of when we'll see that?
Yes, I think it'll come I think we'll see a draft report that'll be reviewed with you just before the meeting.
Right, okay. So there'll be some data, including the registrant survey data, that we'll get very close to the end of August, and there'll be some that we get in advance. So I think in general, our goal, by the time we get to the face-to-face in August, we want to consider essentially the data collection process of this effort to be complete, although there may be refinements that we do as we go on and as we start to write this up. But we certainly, the first pass of data collection and data analysis ought to be complete, and we ought to be shifting to focusing on determining findings, maybe even having findings in advance, and then starting to write the text of the draft report. So I think I would try to work through it on this call, but maybe, Elisa, maybe early next week when Stan's back, the three of us could spend a little time going through the big chart of projects and roughly putting together plans of action and sort of expected timelines for each of those projects. And then we could map that to something. I know Alice has been putting together a work plan, but we could start to map that to specific projects and sort of timelines and make sure we expect everything to land prior to the face-to-face meeting.
So happy to work with you on that, but I'm on vacation next week.
I'll
be back in the office on the 26th.
Okay, that's fine. Why don't we do it, let's see, let me look at the calendar. The 26th. All right, why don't we try to have a call on the 26th so that prior to our next sub-team meeting, we'll have that worked out.
So you and Stan.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I see Jonathan typing in the chat. Oh, mostly to make fun of the fact you're going on vacation. I will not do so since I just took a vacation 2 weeks ago. And or 3 weeks ago. Oh, sorry about that. Either Jonathan or staff, are there other things that you guys expect that we're going to need to have wrapped up leading into that August face-to-face meeting? I want to make sure our sub-team's going to be sort of landing on the same schedule as the rest of the work.
Jordan, it's Jonathan. I saw that I got the email from you from about the aftermarket people, and so it feels like that should be enough time to both get the data and analyze it, because the analysis itself should be pretty straightforward. So provided that process of getting data is frictionless, I should have something there. And I confess that I have another assignment that I've forgotten what it is. I'll have to look through the table to find it. There was some data that I feel like Elisa already shared with me that I was going to perform some analysis on as well. So I'll look for that, and maybe Elisa can shoot me an email if she remembers what it was that I was going to do, because that I may be able to finish as well, because it's data that I've already got in my hands apparently.
Great. Thanks, Jonathan. Eliza.
Oh, I don't know what Jonathan's reference is. Sorry. But one other thing I wanted to point out, and I thought this went to your list, but I don't think it did. So we had this project that we worked on down to compare registry policies, which our new research analyst, Michael Karakash, worked on. And I shared that with the list, I think it was earlier this week or last week, I can't remember. So in addition to what he compiled on the PICs and those registries, which was the top 30 by registration, Antonietta and my team also recently did a similar exercise, though a little bit more in depth on voluntary PICs, for all of the GAT Category 1 strings and all of the top 30 registries that have PICs. So this is something that the Safeguards team is looking at in more detail. But I thought this might, this chart could also be helpful for you, in reference to that project I was working on with Dan.
Great, yeah, that sounds helpful, and hopefully, Dan can get a chance to take a look at the chart to see if it's, helpful.
And that, in fact, that may be a project that is, nearly ready to actually have some findings or some of the writing done, because I think we've done a lot of the compiling, and I was going to ask Michael when he returns, he's out for all of July, to work on maybe doing a short paper comparing these different policies, but it may just be in good enough shape that we can start actually writing a paper on it.
Okay, so maybe I would ask Dan, if you could take a look at that table and see if you think it's ready to translate into the template form that Jonathan had put together as well for our findings. Dan's typing, so hopefully he's going to say yes, that's amazing. Typing the long version of yes. Okay, he said, okay, I will do that. Alright, so that's great. So we'll have a couple different things that hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll start to get some road miles on Jonathan's template and see if we need to adapt it at all. Is that a new hand, Elisa?
Oh, no, Cole.
Okay. And so, if we can go into the August face-to-face with several of these sort of write-ups of our that lead to findings, and maybe some of the some hypotheses and sort of where we stand on those, I feel like the goal should be to come out of the meeting in August with a pretty hopefully a point of view at least on all of our hypotheses, have hypotheses for each of the key questions, a point of view on what the data is telling us about those hypotheses. That can help us give a general structure, I think, to the report, which we can then spend the time between the end of August and our plan is to have a draft report out in December, is that right, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's right. It was to put up some kind of a draft that people could start to look at and comment on. I think fully realizing that it'll have holes that says data pending or this is what it looks like but data not final or, it'll probably be a draft in that form as opposed to a draft that's ready but for comments. I think it will also be a draft that includes additional work on our part.
So it's going to give us a few months to start actually drafting that text, which feels to me like it should be enough time. I guess we'll see when we get to the face-to-face. My most optimistic assumption is that we're going to start to see the data and we'll all just agree what it means, and it'll just be a matter of writing text to match that. I think other people are more skeptical, and that's when we'll start to have arguments about what things mean. And it will take a while to sort of hash through that. I think if I'm right, we should be no problem to get the draft report put together by December. And otherwise we'll have conference calls that are more exciting and maybe on a more regular cadence once we get some data.
Exactly. We'll be casting aspersions at each other. And
yeah.
Jordan, I thought you were smart.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think I'm optimistic that since we are doing this in a data-driven way, that it will be relatively more
certainly my hope
to understand what it means. All right. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I was going to say, I think a lot of it will be a question of degree. You know, the end user survey is a perfect example, right? Is, you know, if you are willing to be generous, there's some notion that there was some increase in trust over the period of time, but the numbers are not statistically significant, right? And I think given the short amount of time, we'll probably find a lot of data like that, that the trend appears to be going in the right direction, but that we can't sort of definitively say, wow, about a lot of it, right?
Yeah, no, I personally, I'm inclined to do the same. I think we all recognize that this review process is happening relatively early in the program. And so I think a lot of our findings will probably be of the, it seems like this might be happening, but it's early days and the data is not really strong yet. But let's check back on it in a couple of years and we'll probably have a better signal.
Right.
All right. So with that, I think we've exhausted our agenda for the day. Unless anyone else has any last minute topics they'd like to get to, which I'll now pause a couple seconds to look for a hand or suggestion. Nope, not seeing any. We'll wrap up the call. Thanks to everyone for participating today. We have a bunch of action items that we'll hopefully be able to make some progress on over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Okay, thanks. Bye.